Chalk Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, a proud partner of the Patriots Radio Network. Bud Light, our team, our beer. Bud Light, forever New England. Let's welcome in Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston, who joins us now on Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Phil, how are you?
Oh, we're going to have some fun tonight, boys. This is going to be a messy one. And we're in the windy conditions, and everybody, I think, has probably seen the videos on Twitter. If you're not, go check them out, whether it's myself or Zolak. I mean, the flags atop the stadium are practically being ripped off their hinges. I would say that for like the last 2 hours, the wind really has not let up. But what's happened in the last 10 minutes here is that it's snowing real snow, and it's starting to accumulate. And it was not supposed to, according to some of the forecasts I saw, it was not supposed to do this. If there was going to be any sort of flurries, they were going to be just that, flurries that were sort of passing through. But it is coming down very steadily right now. Nice big flakes. I don't know what that means. Maybe that means it is just passing through. But it's starting to accumulate here at our NBC shot right now.
Well, you know what they say. Snowflakes are unique, Phil. So that's,
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's very important. Phil, you've talked repeatedly about the Buffalo Bills this season and whether or not they're built for these conditions and built for this time of year. Do you think we're going to find out the truth tonight about what they are built for?
I think so. And I've really been on this for weeks now, because they are built a certain way. And I know, you know, we might get carried away with calling them soft and whatnot. It's not really an insult in terms of who they are as individual players. It's commentary on how the front office has put this team together. It truly is a team that is built to throw the football. They are a team that is built to, you would think, play in a dome. And funny enough, they're talking about building a new stadium here in Buffalo, and there's discussion as to whether or not it should be a dome stadium because of how the football team is built and because of who their quarterback is. And if that's who you want to build around, that's great. All the power to you. It's probably smart to a certain extent when you're looking at how the game has gone for the last 4 or 5 years here. You would look at it and say, if you're an explosive team that has an upper crust sort of quarterback, you're going to be in the mix year after year after year. Well, that's what the Buffalo Bills got in the draft a few years ago, and they built around him to prop him up. It was smart to go get Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley. I'll never sit here and say it was dumb for them to help the guy out and help his passing game, because look at the numbers and look at where the team has come in the last couple of years here. So it's not necessarily something that I think we can quibble with unequivocally. You know, they chose to build the team a certain way. It's just that when you build your team that way and you play outdoors in the Northeast, you tend to run into games like this one that they're going to have tonight. And if you can't run the football effectively, which they really have not been able to do this year, that's going to hurt you. And I think it could hurt them here tonight.
So how much of their inability to run the football, in your opinion, is the fact they haven't been committed to it, or they've had injuries on the offensive line? No John Feliciano once again tonight, but Spencer Brown should play. And how much of it is what you're talking about, Phil, in terms of they just don't have the right personnel to do it?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, right? Like, look at the Titans last week. They had four tight ends active. They had two fullbacks active, and I know everybody was hurt for them, and so that was a little bit of a unique circumstance even for them, but that's how they're built. They're built around a running game, and so they have the personnel to be able to do that if they want to. The Bills don't. Even if they wanted to tonight, and they saw the conditions, and they said, let's go 21 personnel with two backs, and let's go 12 personnel or 22 with two tight ends and two backs, they don't do that. That's not who they are. They don't have the pieces to do that, even if they wanted to. So part of it is that. I think part of it is the injuries, though, as well. And you mentioned Spencer Brown, who's, man, he's looked like a really good draft pick for them. Third-round pick out of Northern Iowa. He was playing eight-man football 5 years ago, but he is a tremendous athlete. I remember thinking the Patriots might be interested in him coming out of the draft, because he reminded me of Nate Solder athletically. He looks like a basketball player, but he has turned into, very quickly, one of their best run blockers. So to get him back is big if they want to try to run the football. I think the fact that they have been missing some guys has made them less confident in their running game, and so you see then fewer run plays get called, and then you see that the offensive line has to pass protect more often than maybe it would like, and suddenly they start to get exposed. The Bills have been, in terms of some of Josh Allen's numbers, he has been the second most frequently pressured quarterback in football this year, even though the Bills don't get blitzed all that often. So what does that tell you? It tells you if you can rush with four against the Bills and you have a pretty good pass rush, you're going to be able to bother Josh Allen and maybe try to force him into some mistakes. That's been the case for the Bills this year. We'll see if the Patriots can do that tonight.
All right, Phil, defensive health update. What are you hearing on the return of Jamie Collins? Is he a full go, full allotment of snaps? And along those same lines, how much more did we see Christian Barmore play this week?
I think Jamie Collins' role has been interesting because even when he was healthy, before he went on IR, a full allotment of snaps for him might be somewhere in the 15 to 20 range. And so that may be what you see again tonight. Again, I think the weather, and as we're speaking here, the snow has stopped. So just FYI, on the flurries, I guess that's what they were talking about. So we'll see if that starts up again. But if the weather is such that the Bills even have to run it much more often than they would like to, then maybe if you're the Patriots, you'd say, okay, we'd like to have some bigger bodies on the field, and so to have some linebacker depth and maybe go true base personnel with seven big bodies, you know, three or four defensive linemen, three or four linebackers, then having Jamie Collins back would be big. I also think he's important to have because Kyle Duggar, to me, guys, he's been almost more linebacker than he's been a safety this year. He plays so many snaps in the box. To lose him really, I think, could impact your run defense. So, again, if it turns into that kind of game, if you can trot Jamie Collins out there, that would be big for you. What was your second question, Beto? I'm sorry.
Talking about Barmore, too, in terms of the snaps.
Well, I mean, Barmore, it feels like he's getting more and more every week. And, again, it just depends on the style of game. If this is a run-heavy game, I don't think we'd see all that much Christian Barmore. He's much better in the passing game to me, although they've been using him in both situations. So if this somehow the wind dies down and the snow holds off, then you start to see Barmore, especially right next to Matt Judon, try to get Judon some one-on-ones and bother Josh Allen.
Yeah, we talked so much, obviously, Phil, about the weather benefiting the Patriots, and it does with their offensive line and their two running backs and the way that they're built. But one way it might benefit Buffalo is that with no Tre'Davious White, it seems like you'd be less likely to be able to pick on his replacement in Dane Jackson.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting matchup, what the Patriots have on the outside versus what the Bills have out there. Because Levi Wallace has been an okay number two for them for the last couple of years. It feels like they've been trying to move on from him, and they just have never been able to do it. And credit to him for being able to hold out and keep that job opposite Tre'Davious White. But if it's between him and Dane Jackson, who was a seventh-round pick out of Pitt last year, he's a good athlete but not a great player. That's somewhere, if Mac Jones can get the ball outside the numbers in the wind, that the Patriots should try to take advantage. You know, if this is a game where the Bills look at it, right, and they say, we've got these two great safeties, and we do tend to like to play them high because their whole defense is built around taking away the explosive pass. If you want to take one of those safeties, though, and drop them into the box because the Patriots are such a run-heavy team, then all of a sudden your corners are on islands outside the numbers. If you only have a single high safety and he's right there in the middle of the field, that puts a lot more pressure on those corners. And even though this Patriots receiver group is not elite, when you're going up against Levi Wallace and Dane Jackson, you should have some advantages there. But then again, the wind comes into play, and if you're Mac Jones, even if the pass is only traveling 8 yards down the field, if you're pushing it from the right hash to the left sideline, that's a long throw. And that's a throw that could be impacted by the wind, by the fact that Mac Jones has probably a below-average NFL arm at this point. So that's an interesting game within the game for me. Do the Bills just try to sell out against the run? And if they do the Patriots have enough to take advantage on the outside?
Well, also, Phil, factor in some of the decisions that may be made to go for it on a fourth down, given the field position and the potential for field goals to be non-existent in this game. How do you think that impacts some of the play calling?
I think both teams are going to have to be way more aggressive. I think the Bills are probably more accustomed to that because they have a much more explosive offense, and just their overall style of play is our offense has to win it for us. The Patriots have been on the opposite end of the spectrum. They've been, and to their detriment, I think, at points early this year when they really felt like, okay, our defense is really the best aspect of our team. Our kicking game is something that we trust, and so let's not ask Mac Jones to do too much late in some of these games. I think if you're the Bills, you're probably more accustomed to going for it on fourth down. The Patriots have been one of the most conservative teams in football this year in those situations. But I think for both teams, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, what's the point in having Nick Folk kick it from 40-plus if the thing's just going to go sideways off his foot? You know, that right. does – I you know, for every for all the advantages that the Patriots offense has in terms of how they're built and the conditions tonight, they are a team that relies heavily on its special teams, and the win tonight might neutralize that advantage that we think the Patriots do have.
All right, Phil. Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston. Appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
Phil Perry from Buffalo. This portion of Patriots Preview brought to you by the North Atlantic States Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit NASRCC.org. We have plenty more to come, including the phone lines, which are open for you at 617-779-0985. You want to jump on board? Good time to do it as we roll on and get ready for Monday Night Football between the Patriots and Bills on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.